Please stay on the line and the next available representative will meet you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm all right. How's it going?
It's going good. I just wanted to speak with you about a few auto wraps that you had on Penguin. I show you got one on the 27th and one on the 29th. Was there any reason?
Not that I know of. I don't recall. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even remember it happening. I don't know.
Okay, well, just remember if it is like any type of system issue or, you know, it's something that's causing you to disposition your call, make sure you let someone know right at that time. So if that was the case, you know, the call could be disputed. But since you don't remember what may have happened, I'm not sure. Just keep in mind, yeah, I know you know that on Penguin, you know, as soon as you get off that call, go ahead and disposition. And you know it's went from 2 minutes now of after call work to 1 minute.
Yeah,
so I advise as soon as you're done with that call, I would go ahead and disposition. I did speak with Michelle to see what she wants done about this. Usually, since you have already received a coaching and counseling, your next step would have been a verbal warning. However, she did want me to just speak with you about it, so no documentation is being done this time. Going forward, you know, it will have to be documented.
Yeah.
But she wanted me to just speak with you about it, and I'm going to send you a follow-up email. Just remember, it's very, very, very important to disposition as soon as you're done with that customer.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand why it happens sometimes because I didn't notice. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know what the deal is, dude. Sometimes I'm like, I have no clue. I don't know. But, I mean, you know, I'm disposition. And, I mean, there was one time where I lost connection. I don't know if it was a Penguin call. I lost connection. I told Aya about it. But it looked like I was on follow-up or something for several minutes. But I had to, like, restart the computer and stuff. I don't know. I don't know.
Do you remember when you told her?
No, that was yesterday. That was super recent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not going to be that one. But when I've had like connection interruptions and stuff and I'm looking at the thing, like looking at the disposition thing and thinking, I wonder what that does when you have a connection failure and you're just looking at it, just sitting there counting, not dispositioned. And then, you know, you have to restart the computer because when you try to connect to the VPN, it tells you that it won't connect. So, like, then you've got no choice. So I've always wondered what happens to those calls that are in process. You know, I don't know what happens to those.
They most likely probably do auto wrap. If you never disposition them, the only other thing they can do is auto wrap. Anytime you're on a Penguin call and you're just getting off that call, if your VPN somehow starts to, you know, reconnect, post in the IT group and say, hey, I was on a Penguin call trying to disposition, but my system is reconnecting to the VPN. That way we can go back that day and be like, oh, she did post here that day, so that could have been the problem. But if we don't have anything to go back on, then it's just like, you know, what was the reason?
Right.
And I know you like to dedicate and things like that. So I want to be able to keep you to where you can dedicate. So we're going to get these auto wraps under control. That may be the problem, though. Anytime you're reconnecting after a call, post in the IT group and make sure you let someone know you were on a Penguin call and couldn't disposition because your system is reconnecting.
Yeah,
and you can let me know as well that day as well. Like you can put it in the IT group, but you can send it to me as well. That way we'll have actual enough proof to be like, well, okay, well, maybe this is that call.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I've always wondered. I wonder what happens to those, you know, when I go out, when it goes out like that. But I nothing was ever said about it, so I just assume, like, I don't know. Maybe I should have asked. I should have asked, Krista.
You're fine. But, yeah, just anytime you're unsure of something, you can reach out and ask me because that's most definitely I'm thinking that is what is happening because if you're not able to disposition because your system is reconnecting, it's going to auto-wrap that call.
Oh, okay.
And that's any call. It's probably going to auto-wrap anything because if it starts to reconnect while you're on the phone with a customer, it'll disconnect as well. So yeah, it's probably auto wrapping.
Yeah, I bet you $10,000.
It's not gonna be yeah, Michelle just wanted me to speak to you about it. So again, it's supposed to be a verbal, but we're only gonna give you a follow up email, and now if it was to continue, then we'll go to the next step and it'll be a verbal. But it's just gonna be a follow up email. You'll just reply, I understand, you know, after I speak.
Gotcha.
Okay, you got any questions?
No, not right now. But I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.
All right, girlie. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.